disorderly and no shame with us on Discord. And on Second Life we have, let me see, Mithio, yeah, 2, Veronica, Dawn, good to have you here. Natural 358, welcome to you as well. Okay, well, it's 10 o'clock here in the evening. Let's get started. As I said, a fun session. Energy work today. And we're starting off with something interesting. It's called alternate nostril breathing, which is fun to do. It looks funny. And when you have a bit of a cold, it sounds funny as well. And it's a bit difficult as well when you have a cold and your sinuses are clogged with something. But yeah, well, let's say there's nothing to do at the lunch break room and your colleagues are silent, and all of a sudden you do the nostril breathing and you have a lot of fun. So let us start with that, and after that we just go gently over into a short heart brain coherence meditation just to replenish our energy and boost our immune system. Okay, so alternate nostril breathing. It's a yoga exercise, breathing exercise that calms the nervous system. It's also it's very good to balancing your right and left side of your brain. So when you do that, it also increases your creativity and problem-solving skills. But if you have never done this before, it might be that you need some time to get used to it, get a hang of it. So we'll practice a few minutes and then we get things going. So what you do is that you put your thumb on the if you're right-handed, put your right hand up and take your thumb up. This is much better for those on Instagram because they can see what I do, but I will describe it as good as possible. So your right hand up with your right thumb up, and you put your right thumb on your right nostril, not in your nostril. Don't block your nostril that way, but on your right nostril. And then you close your right nostril. The other thing where we are going to use is our pointy finger. I don't remember the name. Index finger, of course. Oh, I have to learn English all over again. That's the easy way. Other teachers do other fingers, like the ring finger, or the ring finger and the pinky together, or only the pinky. Somehow they never use the middle finger, because that looks awkward on camera. But at least the thumb, and for the sake of doing things simple and easy, we take the index finger as well. So your right thumb, right index finger, put them in front of you as a V-shape, put your right thumb on your right nostril, and we start by breathing out through our left nostril. And when we complete the cycle, we always breathe out through our left nostril. That's easy to remember when you have completed the cycle. So again, right thumb on your right nostril. Breathe out through your left nostril. And then you breathe in again through your left nostril. Put your index finger on your left nostril, so you close your nose. It sounds funny now. And now you open your right nostril by putting your thumb up. And you breathe out through your right nostril. And in again through your right nostril. Close your nose with your right thumb. Open your left nostril with your index finger and breathe out with your left nostril. And then we go in again. In with your left nostril. Close your nose. Thumb out and breathe out through your right nostril. Let's do that again. In with your right nostril. Close your nose. Index finger out. Breathe out through your left nostril. And that completes the cycle. So how did it go? Was that difficult? Now this kind of forces you to breathe in a calm way. And I would suggest you just try to breathe in And out 5 seconds at a time. So inhale 5 seconds, out exhale 5 seconds. Whatever feels comfortable for you. But this is kind of forces your breathing quite a lot. So if you're having some trouble with your breathing, asthma or something like that, and you feel that this is not going very well, then just stop. That's no problem at all. Yeah. So it's kind of forcing you to breathe calmly. And you might remember the 5 seconds from a heart brain coherence meditation. I use 5 seconds as a golden rule, easy to remember. And it really also balances your nervous system very well. Others say 4, others say keep your nose closed for 4 seconds as well. Doesn't really matter. The trick is that you are balancing your brain, the left side and right side of your brain, by doing that alternate nostril breathing and with your index finger and thumb. So I hope you got the hang of it. Ila, good to have you here as well. And I think we're just going to get started with alternate nostril breathing. Do a few of those, 5 cycles or something like that. And then we let our hands go down and we do a short heart brain coherence meditation, just so you know how you can combine those techniques in a nice way. And if you do the heart brain coherence meditation with me every Monday at the same time as now, you already know how that feels, what that is like. And now you can experience what you do, how it feels when you do alternate nostril breathing up front. Okay, let's get started. Again, we have our right hand, the right thumb. Put your index finger out, make a V shape. And we start with our right thumb on our right nostril and breathe out through our left nostril. So let's get going, close our nose. Breathe out through the left nostril, in through the left nostril, close your nose, out through the right nostril, in through the right nostril, close the right nostril, open the left nostril and out through your left nostril. In through your left nostril. Close, out through the right. In through the right. Close, out through the left. In through the left. Close, out through the right. In through the right, close, out through the left, in through the left, close, out through the right, in through the right, close, out through the left. In through the left, close, out through the right, in through the right, close and out through the left. Put your hand on your heart, on your chest, right there where your heart is. Breathe normally and focus on your heart space. Close your eyes if you haven't done so. Just breathe in the same tempo and imagine breathing through your heart. Nice and calm, nice and slow, breathing through your heart. And as we breathe through our heart. Create a feeling of joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion inside of you. Joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion. If you find it difficult to create such feelings, just think about something that you experienced today that you were grateful for. Gratitude is the universal key. There's always something to be grateful for. Generate that feeling inside you. As you breathe through your heart. Let every cell in your body vibrate with that feeling. As you generate that feeling and breathe through your heart, know that your heart creates a big electromagnetic field around you. It's measurable several feet away from you. And you can imagine it as a colorful soap bubble around you. You can even imagine that as you breathe in, that bubble expands. And as you breathe out, it collapses a little bit. This electromagnetic field gets strengthened when we breathe through our heart, when we focus on our heart. It gets a little bigger when we create feelings of joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, and compassion inside of us. Keep generating those feelings. And when you notice your whole body is filled with that feeling of joy, or appreciation, or gratitude, or care, or compassion. Just on your next out-breath, radiate that gratitude feeling or that other feeling outside of you into that electromagnetic field and lower your shoulders and just relax. Relax into that feeling. Let that feeling radiate from you into your electromagnetic field. Just relax into it and enjoy that feeling. Keep breathing through your heart. Okay, let's slowly get back. Breathe normally and notice the room you are in. Notice any sounds in the room. Try to take that state of being with you, state of joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, of compassion. As you take a nice inhale and exhale, move your body back and forth and from side to side. And when you are ready, wiggle your fingers and toes and open your eyes. You can type back in the chat when you are back. Welcome back, Dawn. If you want to share your experience with alternate nostril breathing, feel free to do so. Did you experience something different when you did the heart-brain coherence session afterwards? Veronica, welcome back to you too, and Sue as well. Great. And for those that started their tracker on Discord, you can type tracker stop in the chat. Awesome, so that was a fun way of balancing your right and left side of your brain by doing alternate nostril breathing. It's nice to do this 5 to 9 cycles. Sometimes you might want to do it longer, you know, when you can stop. But always stop when you're right-handed and you start with the right side. Then you know a cycle is done when you breathe out through your left nostril. If you're left-handed and want to start with the left thumb and the left side of your nose, do the same, and then you know that the cycle is completed when you breathe out through your right nostril. All right. Great. Thank you so much for joining. We'll be back again on Monday, same time as today, for a heart-brain coherence meditation without alternate nostril breathing. Maybe we do again some manifestation version of it. Many people like that, so we'll see. Don't see you before that. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day and weekend and week, to say it that way. Take good care, everyone. Be safe and namaste.